Blog Talk Radio. God bless you all on this Wednesday morning here in the United States of America. We thank God for each and every one of you. Like I said, and I said 100 times or 1,000 times, it's always a blessing to commune in the Lord with you in this gospel prayer breakfast, this gospel prayer hour, amen, to keep giving you things to keep launching you forward in your place of success, in your place of having a healthy relationship, and also an accurate relationship with the Lord. That way, when you begin to execute things in your life, you'll always execute at the top peak of your ability, amen, for you could continue to see results. And I just thank God, who is the head of our life, and thank God for what he is doing. And I know that God is in the midst. And I just thank God for what he is doing in each and every one of you. Because you know what? If it have not been for the Lord on our side, we could all testify. We could all come to the place and say, you know what? I don't know where I would be. But we thank God that he was on our side. I will send a shout out to our friends international. We thank God for you all for tuning in with us every day, week by week, month by month. Some of you year by year, amen. And we thank God for you all for tuning in with us and worshiping God with us, because it is a blessing. We do not take your presence lightly. We do not take your involvement lightly. We take everything, amen. It's not only me, the whole team in general, like you'll be hearing for our very own Mother Helen this afternoon, amen, for our Bible study, giving us the words of wisdom, what we call a drive-by. And also, we say, just thank God for you all that you believe in and trust in the Christ within us, Norway, United Kingdom, France, Australia, Germany. We thank God for you all. We thank God, South Africa. We thank God for you all, and we bless God for each and every one of you. But we want you to keep spreading the gospel, keep spreading the word right here in our very own United States of America. We thank God for our brothers and sisters here in the United States of America. We want them to do the same thing as well. Keep spreading the gospel. Keep spreading the love. But we can keep spreading the gospel throughout the world and what God is doing. Amen. California, Nevada. My God, we thank God, Denver, we thank God for you all. We thank God for New York, Maine, Pennsylvania, Delaware, Connecticut, Missouri, Massachusetts, Michigan. We thank God for you all. Ohio, Tennessee, South Carolina, Texas, Florida. We thank God right here in our own backwoods, Georgia. We thank God for you all as well. And we just thank God for every listener that is taking a part, so we can keep spreading the gospel. Amen. And you taking your spiritual life very seriously, because when you begin to take your spiritual life and your spiritual walk very seriously, you begin to commune around individuals that speak in godly language. Amen. You begin to involve yourself. That means you're taking your spiritual walk very seriously. Amen. I just thank God once again, and I send a shout out to my very own wife. I thank God for her as well. You know what? I just thank God for change and sex of God. We continue to step into change. When change comes, I'm going to begin to tap into some more areas this morning. But I want you to know, when change comes, you got to be very careful what information comes into your life. You got to be very careful who comes into your life. You got to be very careful what you connect with. You got to be very careful of what thoughts or what voices that you entertain, amen. You got to be very careful when new change come into your life. You have to be very careful. I'm going to tap into these areas. I want you to get situated. Go ahead and get kids and wrap them up, getting ready for school or getting them up, amen, because I want you to be, I want you to listen with your spirit, for your spirit could begin to attain some things, for you could continue to walk into the place of God that God called you in, not only spiritually. I want to have a balance with this thing, but also naturally, amen. He don't only want you wealthy spiritually, but he wants you wealthy naturally as well. He don't want you to prosper only spiritually, but he also wants you to prosper naturally as well. But before I go there, amen, we're going to bring on our very own Mother Jackson. Good morning, Mother Jackson, to go ahead and pray us, my God, for we can get ready to lunch out our morning. God bless you, Mother Jackson.
God bless you also, Pastor Temple, this morning. First of all, I would like to give honor God to stay ahead of my life. I'd like to give honor to my husband, Deacon Joe Jackson, and to you, Pastor Temple, First Lady Temple, you, Pastor Smith, and to elect Barbara Smith this morning, everyone at ADM Ministry. Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, we come to you, God. We come to the throne of thanksgiving this morning, God. We just thank you for breathing down on us, God, giving us another day of life. Another day of life and an opportunity, God, just to lift your holy name up, to praise you and to magnify your name. In the name of Jesus, God, this morning we'd like to lift every man of God up and every woman of God this morning, God. We pray, God, that you continue to keep them up on the wall and don't let them come down. In the name of Jesus, God, let them continue to cry out, God, your knowledge and your wisdom, God, and your guidance to your flocks, God, that we could be able to stand. And most of all, God, let us be obedient to your word, God, that we can eat your word, God, and just say yes to your will, God. Teach us in our manner, in every expectation of our life, God. In the name of Jesus, God, we pray this morning that you continue to create in us a clean heart and renew the right spirit within us, God. Continue to guard our heart and our minds, God. In the name of Jesus, God, we just thank you for another brand new day, God, another blessed day, God. And now, God, as you touched us this morning, God, we begin every activity in our body begin to move, God. And we open our eyes, God. The first thing that we said, God, we thank you just for another brand new day, God. Continue, God, to push us, to pull us, God, to stretch us. In the name of Jesus, God, we realize sometimes this stretching and pushing doesn't feel good for us, God, but it's all for our good. In the name of Jesus, God, we lift up every sick vessel that it is this morning, God. In the name of Jesus, God, we pray, God, that you continue to heal, God. In the name of Jesus, God, let us continue to stand on your word, God. If you said it, God, by your stripes we are healed, we are healed. There's no substitute, God, because you're a God that cannot lie and will not lie. In the name of Jesus, God, so let us continue to stand on your word and believe it and receive it in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you this morning, God, shielding us and protecting us in the name of Jesus, God. We realize, God, somebody laid down last night, God, had their time clock on, God, and it went out, but yet and still they didn't get up. So, God, that's enough right there this morning. Us to get up and shake ourselves and say, God, we thank you. We thank you for another brand new blessed day. You didn't have to do it, but yet it's still that you did, God. Nothing that we did was so good and perfect, God. But it was all your love and your kindness, God. So we say thank you, Lord. We realize, God, time is winding up. It's not long as it has been, God. God, we pray this morning, God. When you call our number, God, let us be ready, God. Let everything that within us, God, be complete, Eco Boche, the way that we need it to be in the name of Jesus. God, we cry out this morning, God. We cry out for the one, God, that don't have a shelter over their head. We cry out for the one that don't have food on their table, God, this morning, God. Oh, God, we pray, God, that you make a way out of no way in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Lift every school child that it is, God. Get prepared to go to school, God. God, send your angel forth in the mighty name of Jesus that they will shield and protect these ones, God. Going to school, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. And as they come back, God, send those same angels back. God, that they'll get back to their home safely in the mighty name of Jesus. God, we thank you this morning, God. We have so much to thank you for, God, in the name of Jesus. God, we pray for minds, God. We pray for minds this morning, God. Be the mind regulator for them, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we speak peace this morning, God. Your love and your kindness in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Thank you this morning, God. We even thank you for loosening job for the employee people, God, that needs job, God, to maintain their household, God, to maintain their kids in the mighty name of Jesus, God. We thank you this morning, God. We lift every man vessel up once again in the mighty name of Jesus, God. We pray, God, that you lift them up like never before, God. Be a help them with your Holy Spirit, God, because that's the only way they can live right in the mighty name of Jesus, God. We pray, God, they continue to pray loud, God. Just pray like never before. Lay before you in the mighty name of Jesus, God. We pray, God, that you continue to order their footsteps, God, and everywhere that they pray, God, and spread your gospel out, God. Don't let their plays be the same in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you this morning, God. We thank you for another touch. God, another touch of you, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Then open our eyes that we can see, God, not just naturally, God, but spiritually, God. Then open our ears that we can hear you, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. And when you begin to call us, God, oh, God, let us begin to say yes, Lord. Yes to your will, God. Not our will, but your will, God. Let your perfect will be done this morning, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, we thank you, Lord. We thank you for all things, God. We thank you for your word, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Let us continue to read your word, your knowledge, God, and your wisdom that you have written out to us in the name of Jesus, God. We thank you this morning, God. And as we begin to walk around in our home, God, let us just be saying, let your perfect will be done, God. Yes to your will, God, in our household, God. Peace in our home, God. Speak to our atmosphere, God. It shall be peace in the name of Jesus, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, we thank you this morning. We thank you for your peace, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, we thank you, Lord. Lord, we lift up our family members this morning, God. We realize, God, all our family members not saved, God, and deal with your Holy Spirit, God. But yet and still, God, let us love them like never before, God. Because we realize, God, if we love them, like you love us, God, you will draw them near. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, we thank you this morning. God, we cry out this morning like never before, God. In every four corners of the world, God, in the name of Jesus, everyone that has an ear to hear, God, even this morning, we ask that you touch, God, touch their minds, God, touch their ears, God, touch their mind, God, in the name of Jesus, God. We realize, God, we can't do no better. Can't do nothing, God, lest you come in and intervene in the mighty name of Jesus, God. We realize, God, that we can't even live a holy life lest we're filled with your Holy Spirit, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. God, we pray this morning, God, let us live like you, God. Let us speak out of our shining, about God, just like you spoke, he called by Santa, in the mighty name of Jesus. In the most, God. Oh, God, this morning we ask that you touch hearts, God. In the most, God. If there are hatreds in our hearts, God, we pray the blood of Jesus this morning. We speak the blood of Jesus, God, in the most. Oh, God, if we have been an evil thoughts in our running through our minds, God, we pray the blood of Jesus this morning, God. Cleanse our minds and our heart, in the most, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, God. Let us begin to just wrap back, God, and open our mouthpiece, God, that you have gave us, God, and let your words flow out like a river of water, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. And as we walk, God, passing through, God, let us reach out to somebody with love, God. Let us reach out to somebody with your gospel, God. How you heal us, how you deliver us, how you set us free, in the mighty name of Jesus, God, God. Realize, God, there's a lot of weary and tired people these days, God. Just want to give up, God. But I pray this morning, God, give them a strong will, a strong will, God, that want to press on in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, how we thank you this morning, God. Oh, God, touch somebody this morning, God, that has a suicidal mind, God. Just want to give up. Just kill that son of Moshe, God. Oh, God, I pray, God, that you touch them right now in the name of Jesus. Oh, set the captive free, God. Set them free, God, this morning in the mighty name of God. Because, see, go by side, if you hadn't been in that situation, you wonder why people want to take up on shit. Just to give up, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. You know, Moshe, God, when you don't have Jesus, you know, Moshe, that what would happen in the mighty name of Jesus. God. Oh, but when you get held up on shot, it's a spirit that wants you just to press on. When you want to give up, you can't give up. You only want to go to places where you used to, God. You don't even want to think like you used to say. The only thing you'll think about the love of Jesus, huh? The love of Jesus that kept you, the love of Jesus, that gave you peace, huh? When you was in corrupted mind, saved in the mighty name of Jesus. God, we thank you today, God. Oh, glory be to God. We just thank you, God. We can't thank you for enough. I wonder if somebody out there today have a thank you in their spirit, huh? Because God been so good to you. When you, everybody left you alone, huh? You thought you was all by yourself, huh? I'm gonna say, but he was there with you. Sometimes he even carried you when you couldn't carry yourself. So we say thank you this morning, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. We ask that you go up in the ward, God, with the imp, the hospital, God, with the baby, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Touch each and every child, baby, this morning, every male child, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. We thank you for healing those babies, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Thank you this morning, God. Oh, God, oh, Moshe, God. We thank you, God, oh, Moshe, with this human mind, Lord, about Sunday, hey. Oh, this sickness is all about Sunday. Oh, sometimes sickness is not the devil. Oh, but it's a thing out of a Sunday, huh, that will rise you up, huh, from the pits up to the top. It'll be Sunday, huh? It will rise you up from the ragless to the riches in the mighty name of Jesus. God, we thank you, God. Oh, God, let us keep our heads up and our shoulders well back, God, and let it all shape, and let you do what you have to do in the name of Jesus within us, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. God, we thank you, God, that you separated us from things, and oh, God, that's not walking to your will, God. Things that are most shape, God, that we have no business being a part of in the mighty name of Jesus. God, we thank you this morning, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. We say hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory be to God. When you think about Jesus and everything that he has done for you, your soul ought to cry out, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, for saving me in the mighty name of Jesus. We realize that when God come and get a hold of and change our lives, and things that almost shake out don't seem like it used to be no more, because he had put you in the new, huh? You'll never be in the old anymore in the mighty name of Jesus. So, God, we thank you for the new in the mighty name of Jesus. Old things has passed away, and now new things has become. In the name of Jesus this morning, God, we continue to, oh God, to cry out your name like never before. We continue to bless your holy name, God, because you are a holy God, and Moshe, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. So, God, we ask you, Moshe, never, oh God, whatever your will is for us, God, let your perfect will be done. In the name of Jesus, God, we ask that you touch each and every one of us, God. That we will say yes to you here in the name of Jesus. God, we realize that you're not a God. You don't force anything on us, God. But you give us a free will, huh, to live holy. God, we thank you. Thank you, God, this morning, God. These things we'll ask this morning in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Ghost in Jesus' name, God. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Hallelujah, God, we thank you. We thank you, God. We thank you. And just coming in agreement with Mother Jackson as she begins to release prayers up there to you, God. God, we declare and we decree that we will be ones that take dominion and take control of our morning, so we can begin to predict the outcome of what's going to come out throughout the day, God. We thank you, God, that you've given us the tools, you've given us the understanding, you've given us what we need for we can continue to go forward, for we can continue to execute properly, for we can continue to gather philosophy and different information that we need, for we can be effective not only in our natural life, but also in the kingdom of God, for you can look upon us and be God, we thank you. We thank you, God, that you've given us the wisdom, you've given us the knowledge, for we can begin to engage into the things of the Spirit and will take the things that we don't engage into the Spirit. It's been brought back here into our natural life, but we can receive and agree. We can receive, we can see, we can touch the manifestation that you're going to release in the Spirit. We thank you, God, that this is a turnaround in our life, even though the information that coming to us is fresh, is new, but we will receive it with open arms because it's coming from heaven. It's manifest. through our soul and manner, through our spirit. So, God, we thank you, God. Allow our appetites to be hungry and thirsty after you, for we could continue to engage into your word. We could engage into you. Don't allow us to have a dull moment within you, God. Allow our spirit thriving. Allow our spirit to stay turning. Let our spirit stay driving, God, within you, for we could continue to move forward in our life. Let us, we detach from us in the name of Jesus. We detach from us that we need trouble to cause us to move forward. We need to cause us to move forward. We need circumstances to cause us to move forward. No more that should be the form of our religious worship, or that should be the form of our meditation, that should be the form of our walk. We don't need anything but God, His joy, His peace, His happiness, His love, for us to continue to move forward in God. At this dysfunctional God behavior or mentality, my God, just come from a abusive spiritual relationship because of individuals we put our trust into. Now we think that we need trouble, we need something, or we could move forward. No, the devil is a liar. Thank you, God, that you rearranged our mindset. You rewired us. And we know that regardless of what, we will stay in the game within you. The money, the bank could be rolling over. We stay in the game with you. It doesn't matter in season and out of season, because we know when we in you, we never have an out of season. Our season will always be in season, regardless of what it looks like in our life or what it may be. So therefore, God, we will say thank you. We give you the glory, and we worship your holy name. Is there anybody out there this morning? Just take a few minutes and just give God the glory and thank him and worship his holy name, because he is worthy to be praised. And we give all honor and praise unto him. God, we thank you for releasing manna in our life. We thank you, God, for keeping us stirred up, keeping us on fire, because there have been times where the enemy trying to put doubt in our life. There have been times where the enemy trying to put the fire out. It's the time where the enemy trying to mess with our minds and mind battles, but we know that we are stayed inside of you, and long as we stay inside of you, whatever the enemy meant, it's going to always turn around for the good. I don't know about some of you this evening. I can tell you some of you going to have a testimony after this. Got to wait after this to get your testimony. My God, you're going to have a testimony after this, and wherever your after this may be, my God, you will have a testimony, because it is God's will for you to be a mouthpiece for the kingdom. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's very exciting and always God Almighty, engagement prayer that you give us, my God. And I just thank God, my God, I just shout out of Oshi. I thank God for what he is doing and what he was stirring. Say so, God, my God, I want to jump right into this because we don't have much time, and I want to jump right into this. As we were saying earlier at the beginning, when you don't enter into a new place, when you don't enter into a new place, amen, you got to be careful of the information you receive now. You got to be careful who you connect with. You got to be careful what you bring in with you, because what you are taking with you can contaminate you on that level. And that level, that new place, could reject you and send you back to your place where you come from. And that's where a lot of people become stuck in their life. They see that, hey, my life is starting to move, but once it begins to start to move, they find themselves right back into the same predicament or the same place where they done left. Amen. Because it's the everything about you have to change. Some things God gonna take, some things God gonna bring change into your face, and he gonna allow you to see what's need to be changed. Some things that God gonna begin to pull out of you. Then it's that other piece where you're gonna have to take accountability of yourself and begin to change certain things of yourself. Amen. You gotta begin to take change of certain things things in yourself. If you don't, what happens is you become into a new place, and that new place doesn't embrace you, and that new place begins to reject you. Amen. That new place, because you're bringing the same old stuff into a new place, and you cannot do it. So you have to watch the information you receive. You got to watch what you learn and what you eat off a table. Amen. You got to watch your company now, your conversations. You have to watch all that, because what happened is that'll bring you back. That'll get you rejected out of the place where you need to be, for God could give you your new blessing. He could give you new revelation. He could give you a new rhema. Amen. One thing about God, and don't get it twisted, he is a God of structure and order. He doesn't bend. He doesn't break for no one. Amen. Don't get the character of God and the character of Jesus mixed up. Amen. Jesus had a character where his character was very lovable. You want to see his desire to see all the brothers and sisters saved. Amen. He's very careful. But God's character is totally different. God accepts that Jesus part because that is part of him. But also God has a character where he's very stern. He's very stern. What he says, that's what it is. The I is dotted. The T is crossed. It doesn't matter how mad you are. It doesn't matter how you cry, how you wail. When God made a decision or where it's at, that's where it's at. It's not, I don't care who come, a prophet could come. They could say this, they could say this. The Bible says that the Spirit of the Lord says, whom I bless, no man cannot curse. So in other words, his decision is very stern. So it's very understandable about the operation today. It's very understandable how we begin to operate today in our life. You know, because of the teaching that comes across, because of the knowledge that's been released into us and our understanding of the knowledge. I want to use this word right quick as understanding. Remember this, understanding deals with, it doesn't deal with evil or it doesn't deal with good. Understanding is what it is. It's just understanding, regardless if it's evil or correct or incorrect or if it's good. Correct. Amen. So regardless of what information that you get, your ability to understand, you're going to begin to pick it up. And regardless if it's incorrect or correct, it still brings into the awareness of your mind of I understand what has been told to me. So we understand it, but we begin to process as individual as correct information. Why so? We process things at correct information because we believe we have trust in the individual that is releasing the information into our life. The Bible says, study to show yourself approved. If you never study to show yourself, not your neighbors, not your friends, not the teacher, or not the preacher, not the pastor, you got to study to show yourself to approve. Amen. Study to show yourself approved. So therefore, we come to a place to where the information that is released to us, we have trust. And because we trust the information, we begin to understand of the information that is released. And now we begin to process the understanding. We trust the individual or trust whoever gave us the information. And according to our understanding and the information that we have, we begin to execute off of the information. We begin to execute different things. So it's not surprising to the Lord because of the ability of us understanding and how it's not surprising to the Lord to where he's looking and see, and we have a mindset that God's going to do everything. God's going to do this. God's going to do that. God's going to do this. God's going to do that. God's going to do this. Where we really contradicting our lingo, our language, to where we're not seeing that God is not the God that he's saying he's going to do everything for you. It takes some work for yourself as well. He give all of us free will. He give all of us things to where we make the decision of. You make the decision to accept him as our Lord and Savior. He didn't put you in no type of headlock. He didn't put you in some type of pick of four. He didn't put you in threatening your life. Say, if you don't save me, you don't serve me right now, I'm going to take your life. He didn't do none of that with us. Amen. We believe. We believe that we accepted him as our Lord and Savior. We believe. We believe. So that brought forth a self-will confession where we believe on ourselves. Amen. So we got to come to a place to where we understand that it's going to take work with us. That's the kingdom mindset. The religious mindset sit back and let God do it. God going to do this. You just go ahead. God going to work it out. Well, you know, God gave us the ability to work it out. That's why he said in the book of Matthew, I give you the ability to cast out. I give you the ability to heal. I'm setting things up. You're sick, call for the elders of the church. He give us guidelines where we have to execute. We have to execute for we could begin to see the success in our spiritual life and well so our natural life. And if we don't begin to execute it properly, my God, we are not going to begin to see the success. Amen. Moving right along. Therefore, we came to a place now to where we depend so much on God to where God says, to where God looking at it, it's kind of like an insult because it's kind of like an insult because you're not having confidence what I placed inside of you. You're not having confidence on me in your relationship. I don't told you that I gave you the power and I don't told you I gave you the ability. See, what's saved about it is we don't came to a place to where we are not recognizing the tools that God gave us for we could begin to execute it properly. One of the tools is information. It's the ability to learn. Regardless of many of us, our ability of learning is comes in all types of ways. Some of us are hearers. And where we can sit and hear information, we begin to process and learn it. Some of us are seers. I have to begin to see it. I got to see a demonstration. You need to show me a picture. And when I begin to see it and also hear it, I can begin to process the information. I have the ability to learn. Some of us are writers. Regardless of anything that you say, I have to begin to write things out. When I begin to write things out, I can begin to process the information. So where your ability of learning is at, that's your ability of collecting information. That's how you collect information. You got to look at this. Your ability of learning, you got to look at it as a wheelbarrow, or you got to look at it as a trash, just a metaphor, like a trash man collecting trash. That's the ability of collecting information. That's how you collect information. So many of you need to, number one, please tap into the area that you have a strong ability to learn, where you have the strong ability to collect information. Amen. And when you have that ability to collect information, now you can position yourself into a place to where you could begin to execute or you could begin to properly put in place your proper contacts for your life. Amen. You got to know your ability of learning, and you begin to adapt to that style. Amen. And that way we don't come into a place of individuals just gathering stuff from everybody and all over the table and not discerning the word of truth. And that's what the Bible tells us, discern. We got to discern the word. But if we don't have things in us, how can we discern the word? If we don't understand that the information we are getting, if it's accurate or inaccurate, how can we be able to discern? So therefore, it brings us to the place to where we have to make sure that our philosophy is right. The information that we are receiving is correct. Even though you are elevated to other levels and you're moving in the spirit, if you continue to hang around individuals that have error in their life, eventually your life's going to become error as well. You're going to become error. It's a number game. It's a number game. It's just like this here. If you have more negatives in your life, regardless of how many positives that is in your life, if it's one negative outweighs many of your positives, guess what? You're going to wind up into a place of negative. So if you have an equation like this here, you have 25 positives. But guess what? You have 26 negative. That 26 negative going to outweigh all of your 25 positive. So one negative thing that is in your life, it's going to begin to contaminate you and pull you down. That's my God. I feel the Holy Ghost right there. That's why we have to change a lot of our behavior. Our behaviors that if we're the devil, we decide to do certain things that we decide to do. Decide to take on certain weakness. We decide to live certain lifestyle. It wasn't the devil. The devil just getting enjoyment out of it, watching you to wreck your life. He's just taking enjoyment out of it. But we make these decisions, and because of we make these decisions, we trying to turn things around. You can only turn things around using the positive equation. Amen. That's why That's why the Bible talks about he don't pour new wine in old skin. Why? Because that's crazy. Because that new wine or that wine that he pouring into that is a positive, it could become contaminated. And guess what? Once it becomes contaminated, all we did is just add it to that negative equation. How many of us is adding to that negative equation in your life, but you're still trying to find positive results? Y'all hear me this morning? You're still trying to seek positive results, but you add a negative equation. So every time you come out of character, you just add a negative equation into your life. Every time you begin to dwell in your weakness, you just add a negative equation in your life. So to turn that around, you're going to have to up in prayer. You're going to have to up in encouragement. You're going to have to up in positivity to order to turn that around. It's just like a calorie count. Amen. I know many of you understand the concept of a calorie count. I'm going to give you a quick diagnosis of it. Real quick, if you got 200 calories and you go to the gym and all you burning is 150 calories, guess what? You still got 50 negative calories that is still in your diet. So you still not seeing the results or going to receive the results that you're looking for. Why? Because of the counts are off. The negative accounts is greater than the positive accounts. So therefore, you're not going to see the result or you're not going to see the results that you're looking for. And it doesn't matter how well you execute. Y'all hear me? Now let's go ahead and tap into a little bit of execution. It doesn't matter how well you able to execute. If you don't have the proper philosophy and if you don't have the correct information that is in your life, how well you able to execute, my God, your execution still is not going to come out to what you expected for it to come out. Just like that calorie count. We do calorie counts because we want to watch our diet, we want to lose weight. So we already know that we got to watch our calorie intake. So we got to make sure that we ain't taking in too much calories than we burning. Amen. So we want to burn more calories than we take in. So if I take in 200 calories, I want to make sure when I go to the gym, I want to at least burn 250 or 300 calories. Because guess what? I have 50 or 100 calories that is positive now in my life, other than I'm still walking with the negative calories. How many of us still walking with the negative calories from our past, from different things, from our own ways, from our own personality, still engaging into our own weakness, still engaging into our own mindset? So therefore, if you still got these negative calories that is in your life and you begin to test the revelation. Many of us, we don't caught the revelation. We understand different things that is happening in our life, what we need to do and what we need to change. Well, if you don't up your metabolism or if you don't up your prayer game, you don't up having positive thoughts, if you don't up, my God, being encouraged, if you don't up just being connected to positive inner people, positive individual, not people of gossip and people of mess, if you don't up that, you won't never up your spiritual calories for you could begin to burn off the negative and begin to see progress in the spirit for you could begin to execute properly. Amen. Execute properly. I got a couple of more minutes. Give me a couple of more minutes. I know I'm jabbing a lot of information for the last yesterday and today. I want to read you something. I'm going to show you exactly what I'm saying pertaining to the calories and pertaining to different things. Job. We understand the story, Job. So this is a good story to use, my God, pertaining to the information that I'm releasing into you. But before you can receive the information, even though it's good, let's make sure it's accurate. Amen. Let's make sure the information you're receiving is accurate. And that's what happened to the body of Christ. We don't receive good things that was good. You know, maybe now everybody lift their hands, they speaking in tongues, everybody just going on. But that doesn't mean the information that you are receiving is accurate. That doesn't mean that. If God's going to get ready to spread all this money out and we're going to have all this kind of stuff here, it doesn't matter who you are. We all will be having that testimony. Can we all say we're having that testimony? Let's go ahead and be honest. No. Even though we might believe, we believe that it's possible that it's happened, but the reality of the fact is of the execution, it have not happened. Let's be honest here. Now watch this. The Bible says, fast. And Joel 1:1, it said there was a man in the land of Oz whose name was Joel. And that man was perfect and upright. Understand this. The context is very it says perfect and upright. Amen. So this is the thing to where I'm just going to float this in the air. Hopefully tomorrow I can pull this out of air. How do the text know that Job was perfect and upright? See, right then and there, as us believers and how we begin to engage the Word of God, engage different things, our minds already register because I believe what the Word says. I believe this book, regardless of what, how it been written, I believe the book. So my mind already engaged. I believe everything that was said. Even though the facts have not proved itself yet that Job was perfect and upright. So and now in my new mindset, what I would do, I would take perfect or upright, put it to the side. I highlight it until I can gather the correct information to support that saying. Other than that, that saying is a theory. That saying just is an assumption right now because I have not crossed information to prove that perfect and upright that Joel was, that I haven't came up with that affirmation. But watch this. Then it says, in one that feared God and a steward from evil. So all these concepts is really theories right now because I'm hearing it, but I have not came across the information yet to prove that that is fact. I hope y'all getting what I'm saying. Amen. If you have not came across the information, don't allow your ability to understand what you consider of understanding or what you consider what is released to you because you trust something. Amen. Because you trust something. Amen. I'm just hitting that because you trust something. It's good to receive, but before you digest, I want you to hear that. I receive food from the teller. I receive a food offering. Somebody gave me some food, and I receive it. But before I take it in my mouth and chew it up and digest it, I want to check it out. You want to make sure you check it out before you begin to digest. And that's what happened to us. We begin to digest some every and everything until our digestive system is starting to be backed up. Our digestive system is not functionally correctly because we are digesting different things that is not serving us good or putting the nutrients and the vitamins in our spiritual body. I want you to look at this word here, and he's a steward for evil. In the Hebrew, that word really breaks down mean he turned aside, he departed, to be removed, he avoided, amen, come to an end. That's what it means, to be removed. He's avoided, he departed. How many of us are departing, avoiding different things that is not of God, avoiding different conversations, avoiding different talks? We don't become individual like, yeah, you know what I'm saying, especially on our jobs. It don't became bad on our jobs, amen, different employees and different things to where we are not practicing the same principle that we practice in our spiritual life, also in our natural life. So guess what you're doing? You add into your negative account. You add into your negative calories account in the spirit. So now when you begin to want to see results, you're not going to be able to see results because you got more negative calories outweighing your positive calories. You got to practice a lifestyle spiritually and naturally if you're going to be effective executors. Amen. If you're going to execute effectively in your prayer life, see manifestation in your prayer life, in your walk with God, naturally and spiritually, you're going to have to practice the principle spiritually and also naturally. And we got to get out this terminology that the enemy is doing. No, that's the information that you don't took for somebody else. You don't took it because if we really read the Bible, we'll see how the enemy came on the scene. He don't came on the scene with Job. Amen. When God was communing with, having a meeting with all the other angels, then Job came to decide to want to be in the meeting, amen, and God asked him a question. We've seen him came in the wilderness with Jesus. He tried to tempt Jesus, came for an attack. We've seen him that came by, he tried to enter into Peter, and God had to turn around and say to him, the Lord rebuked him, rebuked thee, amen. We don't see in these areas to where we, as us, if we listen to our conversation and we listen to our talk, we'll think that the devil's name is mentioned more than God in the Bible.
Our only thing we hear is the devil. It's the Satan. It's the devil. It's the devil. And where it done blinded us for taking accountability of ourselves. A kingdom-minded individual, not a religion-minded individual, but a kingdom-minded individual take responsibility of his own or her own actions and what they do. They don't put it on nobody else. They put, if they gather information, they got information, even if it was incorrect information, they put it, well, God, that was me, because I did not study to show myself approved. I did not go back and try to learn the accurate information. See, we get that, we have a fear to where if all this information I got over these years to just hit the reset button, to reorganize. Some of us, all we need to do is just reorganize the information we have. We need to reorganize, put it in its proper places, and therefore we can have a proper execution. Always remember this: if you don't practice a lifestyle spiritually and naturally, and you live on a lifestyle, you're not going to see the results, even though you're putting in the work. Same thing as trying to go to the gym, work out, lose weight. If you're taking in more calories than you are burning, you're not going to see results. All you're going to do is have a reverse effect what you're trying to have in your life. So you're trying to burn or lose, you're going to have a reverse effect. Even though you're working out, you're going to be adding, you're going to be gaining. And that's what's happening to us in the spirit realm, and us as saints of God, we are having a reverse effect because we are putting more negative. We have a negative individual, negative talk. We still hearing the same gossip or the same foolishness from a couple of years ago, and we confess we're in the same place. You're going to allow that stuff to reject you out of the place, and you're going to start all back over again. I don't know about you, but I don't have time to start back over. Many of you don't have time in your life to start all back over again. So let's get ready to execute properly. I thank God for you. I want to cut it off right here of the information, but I want to continue to pour into you. So I want to continue to keep you here. I want you to stay in. I want you to stay connected because I want to continue to pour into you. I know it's good, but I want to cut it off right here, amen, because I want you to begin to go back and process. If you want to, if you have internet access, please go back to Blog Talk Radio. Go back to the radio and begin to download these episodes so you could constantly hear it over and over again, and you could begin to put things in place. Remember this: if you don't have the facts to prove it, if you don't have the facts to back it up, my God, it's a theory. Amen. Until we get the facts, my God, that Job is a perfect and upright man. He is still, he feared God and stood from evil. Right now, that scripture is a theory. Until we begin to read and we begin to see where his life is perfect, where he feared God. How do we know that he stood away evil if I have not read or seen evil came into his life yet? Amen. I know many of you know the story, and I know that many of you don't read the story, but we cannot sin until we really get in the game. And I'm just using that story for our everyday life, for our everyday execution, where we can begin to process correct philosophy, and we can put our context in the correct place, for we can have a positive outcome when we begin to execute the plan in our life. I know it's going to be many millionaires on this line talking to me right now. You're going to be in a place of success because now you're getting the correct information, what you need, for you can begin to execute these business ideas and begin to execute these proper plans in place for you could be a successful individual spiritually. Always remember this: the kingdom, it deals with spiritual, and also it deals with natural. It's a balance there, and God wants you to prosper on both areas. Listen, we're going to be right back here tonight at 7:30 with our very own Mother Helen. She's going to come by and do a drive-by. Whatever God has dropped in our spirit, we're going to receive. A woman of wisdom. My God, in her day and age, it is awesome to see God use her, to see her in operation. If you have not heard, make sure you go ahead and get somebody. I want some new countries, amen, to connect with us. So I need you all, Norway, United Kingdom, France, Germany, South Africa, go to work. I know you got brothers and sisters in different countries, different continents. I want you to go to work here in America. Go to work. Let's grab on some new states. I want to get on the line and say we got a new state, a new listener, new country. Amen. New covenant is a part, being a part of us. Amen. But we can continue to spread the gospel. Send a shout out to you all. Love you all. Let's begin to position ourselves to get the information for our prayer life. You're going to see your prayer life come up, and the results of your prayer life, man, it's going to be outstanding in your life. God bless you all. We love you. Send a peace shout out to my dear old wife. We love you. We thank God for you all. We love Pastor Smith. Hopefully we'll have him back on soon. Amen. And the family, we thank God for them. Let's keep them up in prayer. Keep you all up in prayer. We thank God for our very own Deacon Joy as well. Hopefully we'll be hearing him soon as well. Thank God for you all. Peace. We'll see you tonight at 7:30. God bless each and every one of you. Amen.